Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
What is the supernatural? Remember, our topic is supernatural empowerment. Number one, supernatural is that which is beyond the natural. When we say supernatural, what does it mean? That which is beyond the natural. The supernatural is something that is unconventional. Something that is beyond the ordinary. Something that is elusive to the human's imagination. Supernatural is what is beyond the natural. So this year, expect what is beyond the natural. Friends, I'd like you to understand that there are certain things that are possible only in the natural realm. But there are many things that are impossible in this realm. So if your scope of operation is only in the natural, you are going to be frowned with a lot of impossibilities. Because there are many impossibilities in this natural realm. In the natural realm, there are a lot of limitations. For instance, in the natural, there are things that men who are not educated cannot do. They'll simply say you are not educated. Even in Nigerian constitution, there's a level of education that qualifies you for certain elective position. No matter how small, how debased that level of education is, if you don't have it, you cannot. Even though you have money to buy form, you cannot. Because they say, this is the basic requirement to contest for this position. That is the natural realm with a lot of impossibilities, a lot of limitation. But when we switch over to the other realm, that is the supernatural realm. What is impossible in the natural realm become an easy and commonplace in the supernatural. Matthew chapter 14, Jesus was to cross over to the other side and there was no boat in his day. They used boat to cross the sea. There was no boat and Jesus switched citizenship from the natural to the supernatural. And then he took a walk on the sea. I want you to be a dual citizen living on the natural earth. You operate both as a supernatural and a natural. So when you go to where natural people are, you just arrange yourself. But when the natural becomes impossible, you switch over your citizenship. And then you begin to operate in the supernatural. And people will look at you and say, this man, he put himself somewhere. Praise God. The supernatural is the realm of God. Everybody say the supernatural. I didn't hear you shouting. The supernatural is the realm of God. Help me tell your neighbor, the supernatural is the realm of God. And that is where I am going to this year. That's where I'm going to. The supernatural. The realm of God. Where people don't say things based on what their eyes see. They say things based on what God's eyes sees. It's the realm of God. That is where God operates from. That's why God is not limited by the limitations of man. When God talks to a man, he's not talking from the standpoint of experience. He's talking from the standpoint of his godability. When God says, your wife shall bear you a son. And Abraham looked at God at 75 years. Maybe it is still possible. But he moved to 90. And then he said to God, you have not given me a child. And by what I am sensing, I don't think it's going to be possible anymore. So he brought Eliezer in Genesis chapter 15 and said to God, approve Eliezer for me. He will be my own son and I will not bother you. God, I promise that I will not begrudge you. And God looked at him and said, Abraham, Sarah, your wife, shall give you a son. And at 99, God showed up in Genesis chapter 18. Abraham was sitting at the tent of his door and he saw three men coming. And then he moved towards them. And after a short conversation, they agreed to stay under Abraham's roof. And then they ate from Sarah's kitchen. And after they had eaten, they rose and they said, where is Sarah? And they said, she is inside. And he said, go tell her that according to the time of life, by this season again, I shall return. And Sarah shall conceive and be a son. And Sarah, hearing it, she laughed. After Sarah has become old, where was God when Sarah was still 60? Where was God when Sarah was still 35? Where was God when Sarah was still having a menstrual cycle? Where was God when Sarah's eggs were still fresh? Now that Sarah has no egg, Sarah cannot see her menses anymore. And they are saying, only in 1 year Sarah will conceive. Let me laugh at their ignorance. And God said, who laughed? Sarah, did you just laugh? He said, I don't laugh for Mokuna Kari na wahala go. And then the Bible says, and the Lord remembered Sarah and visited Sarah. And Sarah, against menstrual cycle, conceived and gave Abraham a son. And when Sarah was naming the son, she said, whoever said that Sarah will give Abraham a son, but come and see what the Lord has done for me. In the natural, it may be impossible. But in the supernatural, no egg, you can still have a child. No womb, you can still have a child. Mary didn't need sperm, but she conceived. That is in the supernatural. So the supernatural is the realm of God. That's where I'm going to. That's where I want you to stay. Lord, I pray for somebody here whose case is almost like a closed case. I switch over to the supernatural on his behalf, on our behalf, and I declare, let the impossible become possible in a short time, in the name of Jesus. What is the supernatural? The supernatural is not visible to the human eyes, yet is very real. The supernatural is not visible to the human eyes, yet is very real in its operations and activities. It is in the supernatural that critical decisions and actions are taken. Those who know and understand the supernatural are those who command influence in their domain. If you know and understand the supernatural, you command influence in your domain. So you can walk into territories. I've shared with us about a brother who came here on a Sunday like this in the evening around 4, and I came to church and I met him on this altar crying. You know, when a married man with children cries, you know that it is something powerful. And I tapped him because he was crying. If he was praying, I wouldn't have bothered him. But he was crying, he wasn't praying. So I tapped him and I said, what is the matter? And he said to me, I'm finished. The dredger I hired is no longer working. And the client said they are taking the contract from me. I said, the reason I'm crying is because I have spent so much money. The moment that contract is taken away from me, where do I have money to pay the loans I have collected? Where? How do I start? And I said to him, where is the machine? He said, somewhere at Abia State. Are you owing the community? No. They asked me to give a cow. I gave them a cow. They asked me to give 1 million. I gave them 1 million. So you are not owing. So let's go to the place. The next morning, he came here and picked me. 5 a.m., we left this place. I only carried a bottle of oil here. We went to that flow station in Abia State. Inside is small water, and the machine is there, looking like something that will not work. And so if you look at it from your natural standpoint, you will say, let them call a mechanic. So I dropped the oil on the machine, and I said, every power around this environment that don't allow men to raise their head, this guy is not owing. So allow him to walk and succeed. Drop the oil. And I said, operator, enter the machine. Now that I'm here, start the machine. Operator, enter, started the machine, and the machine started. Nobody used a spanner. Machine started, and the machine didn't stop until the contract was over. The supernatural is a real realm. Let me pray for someone here that the enemy is stopping your progress. By the power of God, let that stop sign be removed in the name of Jesus. Let it be removed. Those who can operate the supernatural are those who can stop the nonsense of the enemies in the natural. If you can operate the supernatural, you can stop the nonsense of the enemy, because there are some bad people around. They're looking for who to poison. But you need to grow to a point where people understand that it's not everybody that dies by poison. Yeah. They will come and put it inside your water. They see you drinking the water and getting all right. And they will just know that poison, they kill everybody. Have you read Acts chapter 28? That the Bible said Paul escaped the death on the sea, and then he went to the island and he was just trying to heat himself up. He gathered some firewood, and he didn't know that he had gathered alongside that firewood some venomous beast. You can call it a snake. And he gathered it while he set fire on the firewood. The snake came out. The snake didn't come out to run. It came out and perched on his hand. And when people saw a man, his right hand, with snake around, they know the snake. They said, this one, if he gets you, your own has finished. So they were waiting for Paul to swell and die, because that is the symptom. You will swell and die. And the Bible said Paul looked at the beast and shook it off into the fire and felt no harm. Please, before your beast arrives, make sure that your fire is in place. We cannot pray for them not to gather, but if they gather, they will scatter. That is normal. You see, you touch me by mistake, you die by correction. Somebody say, I hear. Yeah. So I'm not praying that you come drop my seat. The seat is empty. Nobody will be in church. You come. I say, I want to go and drop something. When I come there, I sit down, I stand up. I'll be younger. You see, let me not tell you my age, you know. I'll look younger. And you will know that there are people that cannot die. Let me pray for you here. It is not a boast. May God give you what is superior to what your enemy has. That's what I'm talking about. What is superior to what they carry? There are men that live by what they have in their pocket. There are men that live by the rings they wear in their head. There are those that live by the bead they tie in their waist. But may God give you something that's bigger than a ring, bigger than a cross, bigger than an handkerchief, bigger than a powder, bigger than water, that when you enter, those who have powder will bow to you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Though darkness covered the people and gross darkness the earth, he said, but the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon you. Those who know how to operate the supernatural, they know how to stop the nonsense of the enemies around. I said, this nonsense must stop. There is no impossibility in the supernatural. There are no limits there. It is the realm of limitless possibility. What is supernatural empowerment? Number one, supernatural empowerment is the enablement that comes from beyond the natural. Supernatural empowerment is the enablement that comes from beyond the natural. An enablement, an energy that comes from beyond the natural. They say we know him. We were classmates. We were schoolmates. We are even age mates. But we cannot explain how he has become this big. An enablement that comes from beyond the natural. If people can define you because of where you work, then there is no supernatural factor. They say that he should be rich. After all, he's the general manager of the bank. That's natural explanation. But when men look at you and look at your result and they cannot trace it to anything natural, they'll be able to say, this is the finger of God. And that's what I want you to enjoy this year. This is the finger of God. Supernatural empowerment is an enablement that comes from beyond the natural. There is an energy that is coming. There is something empowering you. Men cannot see it. They are looking for it. Some of us, we don't know. People have gone about asking questions about us. Sometimes they even come to you and say, introduce us to where you belong to. And even when you tell them, I belong nowhere, they don't believe. They just think that you belong somewhere. But I'd like you to know that you belong somewhere, and the headquarters is in heaven. That's where you belong. The society that men there cannot be defeated. An enablement that comes from beyond the natural. And we are going to pray that this year people will enjoy that kind of enablement. You don't have a father, you don't have a mother, but yet you are going to the best schools. An enablement that comes from beyond the natural. An Esther, an orphan, living with a gate man in a gate house, had no name, had no history, no reputation, only to be told that there's vacancy in the palace and the king is looking for a new bride. And Esther is told, can you join the crowd and contest for that position? But when you go, Mordecai has said, don't tell them your history. Because this continuous talking about where you come from can be an hindrance to your tomorrow. So stop talking about your yesterday. Stop talking about your past. Stop telling people that you don't have a father. That's why you didn't go to school. He said, just go there. Do what others are doing. And Esther went there and joined the maidens. Some of them whose parents were senators, whose parents were governors, some of them whose parents were local government chairpersons. And Esther went there, a child of nobody, a Miss Nobody, no education, no background, no history. She's better off a slave. And she joined them. And the Bible said people were going one after the other. And the king will sit in his royal seat and is waiting for that bride. The king has a staff in his hand. Whoever I will stretch this staff to will be my bride. And the daughter of the Senate president entered. The scepter was still on the ground. The daughter of the deputy senior president entered. The king didn't find anything. And the Bible said when the turn of Esther came, she entered. But she entered with a fragrance. She entered with a glory. She entered with an aroma of the owner of the entire universe. She entered with the presence of the king that made all other kings. And when she entered with that kind of entourage, I tell you the truth, there's an entourage you cannot ignore. No matter how you don't want to be distracted, there is an entourage that passes by you. And when you see the vehicles, you see the number, you see the lineup, you will suspend whatever you are waiting, you are looking and begin to look. That's the kind of entourage Esther entered with. She entered, Michael was there, Gabriel was there, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ebenezer, Jehovah Elohim. When she entered with the host. And the Bible said the king stretched the royal scepter and said the search for the first lady has come to an end. A nobody became somebody. I'm talking about an enablement that comes from beyond the natural. When my father and my mother forsook me, you took me up. That's an enablement. An enablement that turned a Joseph who had nobody in Egypt to becoming the prime minister in the most civilized nation of his time. Number two was supernatural empowerment. It is a support that cannot be sourced from the earth. Supernatural empowerment is a support that cannot be sourced from the earth. We don't buy it in supermarket. It is a supernatural support that cannot be sourced from the natural. And this month, may God give somebody that kind of support. When I went to the university, my father had no money. I mean, he was a pastor whose salary was 12,000 every month. And of course, you know, how do you sponsor a child in the university? And I went, but I lived as a rich man. I'm talking about a support that cannot be sourced from the earth. Listen to me. The limitations that you have in this natural shall no longer limit you in the name of Jesus. Lastly for today, what is supernatural empowerment? It's a capacity that is not natural. It is a capacity that is not natural. An ability that is not natural. In my class, I was the smallest, perhaps the youngest, in height, in everything. But you know, when they wanted to make a class captain, I was the class captain. A capacity that has no limitation. It has no natural face. Capacity. David had brothers who were very tall. I don't know how come he was short. But I can explain a little. From Bible scholars, David's mother was different from Eliab's mother. So perhaps his mother was vertically limited. So David was short. So when God said to Samuel, go to Jesse's house, and there I have appointed a king for myself. Obviously, short men won't make the cut. Because Samuel is looking for tall people. After all, Saul, who was to be replaced, was a tall man. In fact, he was the tallest in his whole tribe. And God chose him. So now, Samuel is going to anoint another replacement. So he's going to look for a tall person. So the Bible says, Jesse made Eliab to come. And Eliab was looking tall. But God said, it's not him. Abinadab came, God said it's not him. Shammah came, God said it's not him. Four others came, God said it's not him. Tall people finish. When tall people finish, they will look for short people. All the tall people came, and they were rejected. So if you are not tall, don't count yourself out. They say now men are looking for tall women to marry. Relax. God will bring a man who is looking for your size. Yeah. Can I announce to you that there are things God does. And when he does that, the inadequacies around you will disappear. Supernatural empowerment is that capacity that comes from God. Ability that comes from God. I've seen people do things that they didn't learn from anywhere. God taught them. My mentor shared a story, and let me conclude with it, that in one of his friends' church in the West, the keyboardist was making a lot of guy. Come and play keyboard, he would not come. Before you know, he's into one church, they said they are paying him today. And on this particular Sunday, they came to church, keyboardist is not there. And the man of God was so down. And God said to him, pick one of those child. So he picked one child there and laid hands on him and said, go and play the keyboard. That boy is one of the best keyboardists in the whole West today. He didn't learn it one day. They just placed a hand on him and he went to the keyboard and started playing. He's one of the best in the whole West till today. A capacity that comes from beyond the natural. God still do things like that. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be our Lord. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be Adonai. Adonai. Sing Adonai. Adonai. Sing Adonai. Everybody lift up your hands and repeat after me. Oh God, empower me today. Please let me hear you shout and say, oh God, empower me for exploit. Empower me for progress. Empower me for breakthrough. Lift up your voice and pray the prayer. You need the power from the beyond. Ekaparata Jaya. In whatever it is that you are doing, somebody receive an enablement. Vekete peria, selia parana ya, ekapata shantarada, malia kaparata shaya. Lord, I receive empowerment. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Two more prayer points. Supernatural support. That's another definition of the supernatural empowerment. We're going to pray and say, Lord, this year, let me not lack supernatural support. You see, you go to your office and you are doing things by supernatural support. So you are going to pray and say, Lord, I receive Supernatural support. Lift up your voice and begin to pray now.
Lord, I receive supernatural
support. Supernatural support.
Aliyah Paranaya. Jesus.
Zeka Patalia Handara Patal.
I receive.
Jede de de. Liparata Shataya. Ekelia Ekelia Handa.
All my doings.
Supernatural support.
Support.
Aliyah Madabata Shataya.
That your head.
Please let the Lord hear you. Let the Lord hear you, Lord.
Mighty,
let me enjoy supernatural support. Let me enjoy supernatural support
of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
supernatural support, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to put your right hand on your head. We are going to pray for capacity. Capacity means ability. Ability to do something. Keep your hands down first. Now I want you to understand what we are about to pray. Capacity. I shared a story with us. In my first day in the university, I had issues with three of my courses. I wrote exams. The results didn't come out. And they recorded zero for me all. So at the end of my first semester in year one, when they calculated my GPA, it was 0.88. And my exams officer said to me, chemical engineering, if you have a second class lower, you should thank God. But I knew I had four more years. And if you are going to do beyond that, then you must be on top gear. But at the end of it, it was my exams officer that, I don't know how he got my phone number. And he said, you made a second class upper. Not even a second class lower, a second class upper. There is a capacity that comes from God that enables a man to jump from one and go to five. I'm talking about capacity. I'm talking about capacity. I share again on the, when did I go to Owerri Gokpala? When was that? I think that was on the 27th. I was to preach at Gokpala. And I went. A woman shared a testimony. He said the son in Owerri there was so dull. And this woman is a woman of God. The son, I mean, he was failing everything, failure. And the woman said, what do I do? She took the son to Lagos to stay with one of her sisters. And when she went, they tested the boy in JSS 3. He couldn't make it. They brought him to JSS 2. Tested him for JSS 2. He couldn't make it. They brought him to JSS 1. They tested him. He couldn't make it. So the mother said, let them send him to primary 6. So they sent somebody who was supposed to be in JSS 3 to primary 6. And that was where he stayed. But in primary 6, when he did his first term, they said, they don't know what happened. His result, they moved him to JSS 1. From JSS 1, only first term, they moved him to JSS 3. From JSS 3, only first term, they said, no, this boy cannot stay here. They took him to SS 2. And in SS 2, he wrote Wayek and cleared all. He wrote JAM and had one of the best results. I'm talking about supernatural capacity. It makes a man, I'm talking about a testimony that a woman gave where I went to preach in Owerri, just on the 27th of last month. So listen to me. As we pray, God, put something in me that is beyond my experience. Lord, put something in me that is beyond my education. When I submit my CV, it shall not be what is in my CV. Lord, let there be a capacity everywhere up here. Place your right hand on your head and prophesy over yourself.
Lord God,
capacity. Capacity. Hey, let God hear you. Capacity. Are you praying? Are you praying? This year is not that year you will fail. This year is not that year that your business will not do well. Capacity. Let it be delivered. Eliala parana. Veka parata shataya. Leta telia. Elia kato shatala payaya. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's stretch your hand towards the altar now. Father, today, no one will live here the same.
Amen.
Let there be a bridge created between you, your house, your marriage, your business, and the God of this altar. Today, let a bridge be created. A bridge is what allows for easy transaction of goods and services. Today, in the realm of the spirit, I create a bridge for you. And I declare that there's going to be a transaction of spiritual goods and services from this altar to your abode, from this altar to your office. A constant, a consistent, a regular, a frequent transaction of spiritual goods and services in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today, receive empowerment.
Amen.
Go and win in the areas you have been defeated. The Bible said it shall come to pass that his yoke and his burden shall be lifted and destroyed because of the anointing. Today, yokes are destroyed.
Amen.
Burdens are lifted.
Amen.
Be empowered to succeed. May your result show that God has helped you.
Amen.
May your result show that you are being supported by the divine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear a loudest and a believing amen?
Amen.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.